the golden calf that became a bull. In Exodus 32:19-35, we see the people making a calf as their god. Now that was back then, and we don't do this anymore today. However, the calf has become a bull. In the bull market, the share prices rise, and we celebrate the bull. But is it gold? As a population, we've become totally dependent on money. Why? Now let's look back one generation. My mother was one of 15. In my village was a family with 22 children. While there was the saying, children are the poor man's wealth, these were simple farmers. Were they poor? Yes. Did they have faith in God? Yes. Were they happy? I'd say yes. The reason I say yes is because suicide was practically unheard of. At present, money is our God, which Jesus called mammon. Today, we cannot afford a child unless both partners work. Then we might consider the possibility of a child. But what is mammon? The Cambridge Dictionary says, the force that makes people try to become as rich as possible and the belief that it is the most important thing in life. When we don't serve our mammon God with long hours, then he will put the screws on and we will go into debt. Despair, depression, and often suicide follows. The MoneySavingExpert.com reported in November 2018 more than 100,000 people in debt actually attempt suicide each year. I was a multi-billionaire. At the age of 8, I came across what I thought was a fortune. 100 billion German marks. I collected several of these bills and they had zero value. People took wheelbarrows full of paper Deutsche Marken to see if they could trade it for a loaf of bread. German marks were absolutely useless. That is why, after a weak interim Weimar government, Hitler was seen as a strong leader who revived Germany, and 87% of the populace followed blindly as he promised to make Germany great again. Well, that was back then, but what about now? In 1995, I was in Romania and I spoke with the father, who planned to get his daughter married in 1989. The cost of the marriage and to buy the newlyweds an apartment was 15,000 lei in 1989. In December 1989, the revolution happened. Nicolae Ceausescu got ousted and the marriage was delayed. In 1995, 6 years later, when I met the father, the price of a loaf of bread was 10,000 lei. In 2005, the lei was devaluated and 10,000 lei became 1 lei, hyperinflation to the max. Today, 1 lei value is 17 pence or 23 dollar cents. So for 25 and a half pence, this father could have paid for his daughter's marriage and could have bought her an apartment in 1989. Iceland. Iceland's economy went almost belly up in 2008. The banks there asked the government to bail them out like all the other countries do. And doing so gets each country further and further in debt. Surprisingly, the Icelandic government instead arrested the bankers and checked their financial records, as nobody is above the law in Iceland. The bankers received jail sentences for money laundering and messing about with their accounts, and the economy was back on the road to recovery. The 7th of February 2018, the news outlet Fréttablaðið has calculated that in the past few years, the Icelandic judiciary has sentenced 36 bankers to a total of 96 years in prison. All of the criminal cases are linked to the notorious crash of the Icelandic banking system in 2008. If you download the hard copy, on there are the links and the reference material. Now let's take a look at the world economy. The Wall Street Journal, from the article by Sudeep Reddy, May 11, 2013, $223.3 trillion, the total indebtedness of the world, including all parts of the public and private sectors, amounting to 313% of global gross domestic product. So already in May 2030, the combined debt was over $223 trillion. If divided by the world population, it averages out to approximately 30,000 US dollars per person worldwide. Now, this was in 2013. Our world economy and our financial stability is like a house of cards. If one of the players removes a card, then the financial system will collapse. COVID-19 is one of the cards that is giving it a good shove in the direction of bringing it down. Right now, we have abundant saber rattling and military muscle flexing by the superpowers. Soon, world peace will seem an unattainable illusion. This, together with the collapse of the world economy, gets us ready for anyone to save us. Our financial markets collapse. History will repeat itself. The time will be ripe to launch the new world order, and we'll again have a strong leader to pull us out of the slump. And there next to it is a picture of Hitler, and it says under it, "How can we forget so soon?" This leader will come on the world political stage with a 7-year peace agreement, which will include the third temple can be built in Jerusalem, implementing the 10 regional economic groupings into which the world will be divided, propaganda to be a global citizen and to take the RFID, the radio frequency identification microchip. Currencies are replaced with worldwide credit system. Is the Bitcoin a forerunner for this? John the Revelator saw this person as a beast. "The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard," says John. "His feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority," it says in Revelation 13:2. A leopard. So he rises to power fast as a leopard, taking the world by storm. He has the feet of a bear, which suggests that he finds his feet during the bear market with socialism of the bear Russia. The mouth of a lion, roaring with blasphemies, inspired by the dragon or Satan's foul mouth. He becomes strong with the small people, which are the multitudes demonstrating in support of him. There'll be economic recovery and food on the table, since the powerful financial conglomerates are backing the New World Order and his leader. He'll be our Prince of Peace and Savior, bringing us economic recovery, jobs, and food on the table. He will use this money power to buy everyone's loyalty and to promote the RFID implant. "If you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear," will be the favorite quote. This saying was used by Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, to make people toe the party line without opposition. Listen to this. "He enters even the fattest places," it says in Daniel 11:24. He will advise the fattest places. Now, what are these fattest places? No doubt the World Bank, the IMF, and the big financial institutes, none are fatter. And he'll do that which his fathers and his grandfathers have not done. He shall scatter the riches. Mouth-dropping, totally unheard of. He will do what has never been done by the fathers and the grandfathers of the financial families who direct these fattest places and have accumulated most of the world's wealth. To win people's hearts, he will distribute selected parts of the fat and the wealth. But it's only for those who have the RFID implant in the right hand or forehead who can do banking. In order to implement and win the loyalty of the 10 political economic regions, he erases part or all of that debt to the IMF and the World Bank. So those countries within the 10 regional groupings will want to cooperate and accept him as their leader. Now, who wouldn't want a leader like that? And he does it all with the power of money. While we are starstruck, he will set up the world's worst tyranny that ever was in world history. In the middle of the 7 years, after 3.5 years, the leader becomes Satan-possessed, goes bonkers, and breaks his peace agreement and becomes a total, absolute dictator, executing all who don't fall for his policies. He will control through the RFID implant, which means we can be picked up anywhere, anytime. Satan has only people in his kingdom that he can fully control with money power. But when he has sifted out God's children, he will end his 7-year tenure with the atomic war and Armageddon. In Joel 3:14 it says, "Multitudes in the valley of decision." Then Jesus' words will be reality. You cannot serve God and mammon, as he said in Matthew 6:24. And they that will be rich shall fall into temptation and a snare. A snare is a deadly trap, 1 Timothy 6:9. Because the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. Now is the time to get strengthened and memorize God's word. We will need it when Satan seeks to strangle the life out of us with his money power. This pamphlet is incomplete. Please download for free A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2, in order not to be deceived by the lies and the propaganda. At the site johnpeters.in, you find Bibles and leaflets like these on many subjects. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my book, but here all are free. It is wise to be informed and don't ask info requests so you can pass the message.